Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. It may be Valentine's Day today. We may add that in today.
Really?
But most important, the most important thing in the show is the phone lines are open at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And those numbers are important because it is Beat Steve Gilbert on guessing the theme of the songs that we're going to play for our bumper music this week.
Right.
It is not a artist this week.
Okay, so because I won last week.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll never do that. There'll be no movies or Maroon 5 songs ever played again. So.
It's not just who I listen to, but Anyway, okay. All right.
Now, we have a special guest, has a sore throat, can't talk. In the studio with us, Steve, please introduce your special guest.
My special guest is Genevieve.
Welcome.
Not speaking.
Not speaking.
Not speaking.
In the far back in the studio as we can get.
Yes, yeah, away from the microphone.
Away from the microphone.
Exactly, but yes.
Welcome. Hope you enjoy the show. And she's going to talk about, try to guess the theme as well.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And then she'll have to speak on the microphone.
Yep, that's right. I have to slide forward and say,
exactly.
Say
true.
That.
It's true.
Now, the 803 followers so far, up two.
Yay.
We better, you know, Valentine's Day is Wednesday.
It is.
What's your plans?
I'm at church.
Okay, so what's your plans this weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, well, better start planning.
What are your plans? What are you planning?
We had that last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I see.
We went to see a comedy show that was not funny.
So dinner and comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, potato skins and mozzarella sticks.
That's your romantic Valentine's dinner?
Yeah. And neither one were good. They put some kind of, I don't know, Thousand Islands dressing.
Oh,
something,
but you wouldn't
on
like
them.
That. No, yeah, no, yeah. Just ruined everything.
It did.
Yes.
It was just plain potato skins.
You'd have been fine.
That's
yeah.
Right. Would have been a great night.
Okay. So. Well, so don't do that again. So there's no additional evening now because of that disappointment?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
No. Sorry. Right. You know, I'm on a budget.
Yeah.
Tight budget.
I made dinner last night, by the way. So.
And what did you have for dinner?
I made a stir fry.
So what's in it, you know, because I know food. What's in a stir fry?
Chicken, broccoli, snap peas, cauliflower, bok choy. Bunch of stuff. Mushrooms, yeah.
So snap peas.
Sugar snap.
You should be able to get the beat of the music.
Maybe.
Snapping,
maybe,
you know?
That's right. Yeah, so I had enough of those last night. I think, you know, I should be better, right? Yeah.
You better eat every day for a year to be better. Remember, you didn't know Alicia Keys.
I did not. Yeah. No. I knew. I just didn't know. Yeah.
And a rumor is she's going to be in the halftime show with Usher.
Yeah, but so there's another rumor around that that Taylor Swift might make a special appearance on stage. Who knows?
Yeah. You'll have to watch.
I guess.
Ratings just went out. Maybe we should do a live show during the Super Bowl.
Why?
Everybody'd listen?
No, they wouldn't.
No. Nobody'd be listening.
Who do you think we are?
Yeah. This is show 104, Steve.
104.
Things are just rocketing up.
They are.
And you're going to watch the Super Bowl?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's on the docket for Sunday night, the Super Bowl. Yeah.
No, I had to move a board meeting up a couple of hours.
Just because of the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, you know. I don't normally move board meetings.
It's true. So, it's true.
That was a big day when we moved it from 6 to 4. So,
it's either that or you're attending your board meeting by yourself or any non-football fans, right?
I'd get everything passed. Be a
you
record
would.
Board meeting.
It would. It'd be done in record time.
Yep. I wouldn't even have to leave my house. Now, we got a lot of questions came in. We got three questions came in from one listener emailed in that we're going to get to.
Wow. All right.
You know, so busy, but look at it outside, Steve.
I know. It's February. Nope. Do you know what? I had to go do a call in Woodstock this week, and I was driving down, taking the long way because I was early, and I went past Pine Knot. And the parking lot was packed. The golf course was full. I couldn't believe it. And here it is, early February, and the golf course is packed with people playing golf.
They said they had 160 to 190 people out each day that it's been
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I witnessed it. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
So you threw your clubs in the car?
No, I got my curling bags in the car. So I don't mix sports up. It's either one or the other because, yes. So my curling bags in the car, not my golf clubs.
Well, we haven't seen this sun like this for a while.
It's awesome, yes.
It?
Yeah. And it was what? It was 13 yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, 13.
Yep. Record yesterday, record the day before. Hopefully if it stays this sunny today, it could be a record today.
Yeah, and then it's supposed to drop down again next week or something.
It'd be nice to go for a Valentine's Day walk.
Would it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing today?
Really nice. Maybe stop in at a nice coffee shop or ice cream place, you know. Just saying.
Suggests lots of suggestions. Yeah, lots of suggestions. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go for a walk today.
Are you?
Yeah.
I guess they should set up, you know, they should have a little portable Starbucks along, you know, the walk at Springbanks. You could kind of stop in and grab your Java and away you go, right?
Yeah, and stand in line for 14 minutes.
Maybe, yeah. But if it, you know, you could stand in line and enjoy the sunshine. And yeah.
Well, I can give you Tundra if you want to do a quick lap.
Well, yeah, yeah. She'd see the geese or something, yep. And be gone. Yes,
gone. Just pull you around that whole thing. You probably could set a record for it.
Well, Lexi's got Dutton at home, so the puppy still, and she's as cute as can be, man. She's
Well, maybe you should take that. Take Dutton for a walk.
Oh, yes. There'd be a lot of people that would be interested in talking to Dutton because she's a beautiful dog.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'd... Is selling it the right word?
Yeah, but be promoting. Yes.
Promoting.
But put a little price tag on her as she walks down. Yeah, who knows? Okay. But she's a beauty. Yep.
Well, maybe we should post it on our Facebook.
Maybe we should.
So,
yeah.
So look for that for Monday because Vanessa's birthday's today. So happy birthday, Vanessa.
Happy birthday, Vanessa.
So we can't ask her to do some work on her birthday. So.
Okay.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Sunshine, beautiful sunny day.
Huh?
That kind of gets you rocking first thing in the morning.
It does, yes.
Yeah. You know, sunshine. Can you name the singer?
No. No, I can't.
If I say JT?
JT. James Taylor?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Thank you.
So any thoughts, listeners? You thinking what the theme is this week? Give us a call, what it could be.
I have no idea at this point in time.
519-643-2222. 1-866-354-8255. The winner can get a tune-up in this kind of weather. It might be an air conditioner.
It might be.
Or a furnace, whatever you would prefer. You think you know what it is. Steve stumped. I like it when we stump him. Not like last week.
Yeah, because you know once the song comes on and I smile, you know you're done. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm not smiling, okay? Yeah.
So we'll go to these heating and air questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
What is the air quality monitoring setting on a smart thermostat? What is it?
Say that again.
What is the air quality monitoring setting on a smart thermostat?
What do you mean the setting?
You know, you set it on your thermostat and it shows.
Okay.
You program it. To show you the air quality?
Well, I don't understand the question. So there's, you mean we're talking about the Ecobee thermostat? It's got that air sensing monitor on it.
Probably. It says smart thermostat, but okay, let's go with Ecobee if that's okay, what you
so
know.
Ecobee has a IAQ monitoring system on its thermostat now. It might not have been there before. If it did an upgrade, it may come up there and show you that now it's all of a sudden got air quality on it. And so it'll have a little color bar on it. Green is good. Green is healthy. And then it could go maybe yellow, or if it went red, then that's bad. So all it's doing is checking for probably carbon dioxide concentration or humidity or VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds. And so if they come in high concentration, if you've got a high CO2 concentration in your home, you just need some ventilation. You need to open the windows or something. But it's just warning you that the air inside the house is not necessarily healthy and you should do something about it.
Kind of like the air monitoring in the studio next door where...
Yeah, that we don't have one, but right. Yes, that they have one, yes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it freaked out when I went in there?
Well, it just turned on because you got close to it. It went, wow, we need to increase the air quality in this room. Yeah. So, yes, it's just, all it is just information for you to react, letting you know that maybe the air quality in the house is not so good.
So if it turns yellow, you know, like call for a service call?
Well, if it turns yellow, it's just... caution, you should just, I mean, if you're concerned about the air quality in your home, which everybody should be, then you need to react to it, yes.
And that can be kitty litter, that can be
cleaning products, yep. It could just be your house is too airtight and it needs some ventilation air and some fresh air, or maybe there's too much particulate in the air. Maybe you've got a bad filter, or you know, lots can happen.
So maybe you should get out and walk. You know, get some fresh air. It might be telling you to get outside.
Maybe. So. It's true, right? Very true.
And we better go to our questions that came in. This came in from a listener from far, far away.
Okay.
And they said, we currently rent our water heater.
Okay.
When should we be looking at replacing it is question number one.
So, water heaters, I mean... I think your rental obligation is, depending on who you're with, is only up to about 7 years, and then after that you can change it. Water heaters typically are lasting anywhere between 10 to 12 years these days, maybe 15. So if it's getting up in that timeline, then you're probably looking at wanting to do something about it. The rental companies will not want to replace that water heater. They want it actually to fail. And when a water heater fails, it means that it leaks water all over your floor in the basement. So you should react to it before then. Some insurance companies will want to know about water heaters because they've paid claims on basement where water heaters have let go. So they may not want it in there after a certain point in time. You just need to check your policy or call your insurance company and just say, do you have anything written in your policy about hot water heaters? And they'll let you know. And then you can react to that way. Because if you call the rental company and just say, no, my insurance company is telling me I have to replace this, if they won't do anything about it, then you just go purchase your own and you know, we would take that water heater back to that rental company for you on your behalf.
And question number two, or what are the pros and cons of renting or buying?
Well, the rental market has been around for a long time, but the rental market really only benefits the rental companies. So, I mean, they make lots of money on a rental. So if you just want to, you just take the rental amount, get your calculator out, and, I mean, charge that monthly number by 12 and then by how many years. So they want to keep that thing in there as long as they possibly can. So if they keep that in there for 15 years, just... take the monthly payment times 12 times 15, and that's what they're going to make on that water heater. So, I mean, they're selling the fact that you don't have to worry about anything. But, I mean, if that water heater fails, you have to worry about something. So if you own your own, you're in charge of all that. I mean, rarely do water heaters have a problem, but you would be more responsible for parts and stuff and repairs after warranty. So, I mean... that's, you just have to look at that, but I would strongly suggest you do the math and just check out the number that you're paying after 15 years and you can make that decision yourself.
And then the third question, who's the better radio show host, Peter or Steve?
Well, I mean, I'll leave that to you.
Thank you.
You can answer that question.
And that came in from Sandy Fischel. So
Way from Port Hope,
Ontario.
Nice.
Listening way down east.
Yes. Hello, Sandy and Ron. How are you?
So it definitely is Peter.
Ron wants to join us on our MS Bike team this year. Yeah. So
maybe you should do a shout-out because they can email us to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca.
Yes.
Anybody who wants to join the team.
Yep. Please reach out to us. And, I mean, we're currently in the middle of designing a cycling jersey for that ride. So then we can get that done. And, you know, when you email us, if you're interested in being on our team, then we'll reach back out to you and then we can get your jersey size and whatnot and get you on the team.
Yeah, and you guys keep calling it a kit. And I think you're talking about my kits out back. And I'm saying you guys aren't touching my kits out back.
Well, a cycling kit is the upper jersey and the bike shorts as well. So that's a full kit. I mean, then they're all matchy-matchy and you look pretty sharp. But, yeah.
What about socks?
You can. I mean, you can go full on, get the socks, get the hat. You can get it all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I going to be involved in this design? You could look like a little rubber ducky, you know, with the yellow.
Well, we were looking at, you know, Kim Tuck did a lot of great work for us when she designed that curling jersey.
Yep.
So I'm sure it may look something like that, just with hopefully different sponsors on it, because we are going to reach out to some companies that we deal with looking for corporate sponsors to help pay for the jerseys. And, I mean, it would just benefit them anyways. And I had a nice long talk with Jim Anderson from Anderson Breweries.
Yep.
And because their MS team is huge. And so we had a great conversation with him about all that as well.
Well, you know, make sure I get final approval.
Well, you are going to be on the bike, aren't you? Aren't you going to rent an e-bike and ride with us?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
E-bike.
E-bike, that's right, yeah.
Just, what do? You just rev the throttle?
No, you just, I mean, it'll have a couple of settings on it, and you still have to pedal, but as you pedal, if you're going up a hill, you're feeling a little strained, then you can click it and either hit, you know, whatever it is, and it'll help you. Pedal assist, they call it.
Do they have no pedal?
Yeah, you can, but you better make sure you got enough battery to get you from point A to point B because there's no charging stations.
And they're a little heavier.
Yeah, they're a little heavier.
The bike.
Yeah, the bike is. Yeah.
All right. Well.
But I mean, it makes riding easy. It's like kind of like riding a moped, actually. Yeah.
Well, can you go one of those scooters? You know, those electric scooters.
If you got, you're going 80 kilometers so one way, so you better make sure you got enough power, right? Because when the power is gone, you'll be done.
I can call Barb to pick me up.
Oh, I guess you could. Well, they've got people along the way that could kind of help you, right? Yeah.
I need help, Steve. I can't remember the last time I rode a bike.
Like when you were like 10 or 12?
No, it might have been 2010.
What bike did you ride?
I had a beautiful red bike.
A Schwinn?
It probably was a Schwinn.
But with a basket on the front and the furly things out of the handlebars.
But when I moved to Byron, I remember going out and riding. Yeah, I had a little ding ding bell. Yeah. Ding ding.
I have a ding ding bell. If you're a cyclist, you have to have a bell because if you're riding on the TVP and people are walking, you have to ding them to let them know that you're coming.
I just thought that was your personality, a little ding-ding.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah, a little ding-ding.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Rocking your head there, Steve. Can you name who that is?
No.
Last week's.
Well, it sounded like Adam Levine. Yeah.
A little Maroon 5. So, there you go. Still puzzled? Look, come on, listeners.
I am still puzzled as to what the theme is.
All right. Nothing.
I mean, I'm thinking, but...
I can see that by the smoke in the room here, but...
I'm just uncertain. I'm uncertain. Oh, here we go.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
Well, it's Vanessa's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Vanessa.
Happy birthday, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Do I read this like Vanessa?
No, you don't.
You want me to just my normal voice?
Please, just read it with the normal voice, yes.
Most times when our technicians perform a tune-up on a fireplace, they discover that the fireplace is not set up as per the manufacturer's specifications.
In some cases, that's true, yes.
It is a great time of year to call and book a tune-up on your fireplace and discover the inch difference.
Okay, there we go.
Vanessa's birthday tip of the day.
It's interesting because some people will, open those up and change the log placements because they like it better, and then they end up doing something they shouldn't do. Those logs are set up to be in a certain position, and if the flame actually burns into that log, you'll get carbon buildup, and if you get carbon buildup in a fireplace, it'll destroy it, actually.
Yeah, put a whole new fireplace.
Yes, you end up replacing it, yes.
Even on electric one?
No. The electric one, you're probably okay.
You can't change the log placement on it. It's just the picture?
Just the picture, yes. I've got electric fireplace, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does it have a little heater in it?
They do, yeah.
Keep you warm?
Heater. And much to my dismay, which I didn't know, I came home one day and I walked in the house. Lexi had a few friends over. And I walk in, I went, there's music coming from my electric fireplace. And she had found out that there was a Bluetooth connected speaker in it. I had no idea. So my fireplace was, she'd connected to my fireplace and it was playing music in the background.
Well, that's pretty. Now, where's the fireplace?
It's on the main floor.
Main floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat.
It is. It actually was very neat. Yeah.
And can you move that outside? Like put it on the front deck if you wanted to, the fireplace?
Well, why would I do that?
Well, then you can listen to music, have a fire, and sit on the porch and watch the day go by.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Be like your spaceship that you drive.
Oh, yes, my spaceship, yes.
What's that? What do we call that?
What?
The Gilbert Falcon.
What?
beep, 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 beep.
Why are you making all this stuff up when we're sitting here like this? Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to the questions.
All right.
Okay. My water is super hot.
Okay.
1 minute and cold the next. What could be the cause?
My water is super hot 1 minute and cold the next. And does it go back hot again? I mean, that's really not enough information, but it's a little of information. But, I mean, it could. I mean, I remember growing up at my house in St. Thomas, the plumbing wasn't great. And, the water be running hot and someone else in the house would turn on hot water and yours would go cold. So that was more of a plumbing issue than it was anything else. Sometimes there could be water heater. Your water heater, the supply tube has been eaten up and it's now short and now you're not getting all the hot water out of the tank. It's just you're getting a little bit of hot water because it's drawing from the top and then the cold hits it right away. So, I mean, it's a variety of things it could be. I just don't have enough information to let you know more.
And it can be cartridges.
Yep. Okay.
A cartridge if it's a shower.
Yep.
It can be a cartridge that they have a balancing where they'll balance,
hot and cold. Yes.
So that you don't get scalded, and they could be malfunctioning as well, or even the mixing valve down on the top of the.
If they have a mixing valve, yes. Yep.
So could be any of those four things. But the most exciting news is we have Chris on the line who wants to guess the theme. Go ahead, Chris.
Morning, gentlemen. My guess is dancing.
No, I am sorry, Chris.
That's a good guess, Chris, because I have no idea what he's thinking about today.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for trying. Keep listening. Call back if you've got another guess. But thank you.
That was a good guess, dancing because.
Yeah, it was dancing. All the music.
Yes.
Kind of gets you up and down.
But you're thinking you're thinking more of an event like.
Yeah.
Pardon? I have a guess.
Okay.
Halftime show presenters.
There we go. Congratulations.
Come on.
Yeah. Halftime show presenters at the Super Bowl. Here, Steve, just so you can see. There it is.
Super Bowl songs halftime.
Perfect. There we go.
Timberlake.
You win a tuna.
Levine. Who else was on there?
Well, the next two coming up. Let me just get them out here. The Weeknd and Rihanna. Rihanna. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
So, and who sings The Weeknd?
The Weeknd is a singer, Steve. Okay. I know that one. Right. And he's Canadian. Yeah. Like, come on.
Okay.
And that one's Blinding Lights.
Okay.
And the last one is Diamonds.
Okay.
And why did I pick Diamonds?
Because of Valentine's
Day. There you go.
Are you giving Barb a diamond for Valentine's Day?
No, I am not. No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Hopefully she's listening.
No.
No. Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think so. He's backing
up. Let's get back to the questions here.
All right.
Just got to check my time. You're too early to cut out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because you're getting a little uncomfortable in here.
Okay.
It's getting hot.
Okay, here we go, Steve. We are doing basement renovations, and we require a second water heater.
Okay.
Can the second water heater be vented out the chimney like the first?
So, I actually spoke with this customer, so... she has a existing water heater, which is vented up her chimney. And so, and I spoke with her and I said, it's just not simply just plugging in another hot water heater. I said, there has to be a liner in the chimney. The liner has to be the right size to support two water heaters. You can co-vent things, but there has to be some investigation that has to be done. So, you just have to check that out. If the liner is only sized for that one water heater, then I would just suggest if you're putting a second water heater in, then just put a power vented unit for that other one instead of two units going up the chimney. So there are options, but it's not, you just simply can't plug into it. You have to just do some investigation, make sure you've got everything's to the right code, that it's going to work properly.
And depending how old the first water heater is, you might look at replacing both at that time so that you don't, if you're redoing the basement, you don't want to flood.
No, but she only has one water heater now. She's duplexing the place, and then, yes.
Which creates, if they only have one furnace, can create a problem.
No, she has two furnaces.
She has two furnaces.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Already went through all that with her.
I'm out of the loop,
you
Steve.
Are.
I am out of the loop.
That's okay. So we had a good conversation, and hopefully I answered all her questions.
Okay. We're going to head back to the phones. We got Carmen on the phone. Go ahead.
One of the things I have, I hear all this about, I really enjoy your show, as a matter of fact. I say, if I buy a heat pump, do I get rid of my furnace?
That's a good question, Carmen. So really, the heat pump doesn't replace the furnace. It replaces your air conditioner. So that heat pump... is a unit. They should have called it a heat cool pump. Then people might have understood it a little bit better. But it cools in the summer like your air conditioner does, and then in the winter time, it helps. It provides heat to help your furnace. But when it turns really cold, like when we get that -20, -25 weather, we still need to rely on your gas furnace.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, to do the heating for your home.
Okay, because they talk about heat pumps, very expensive ones that are not so expensive, and I just say, you know, if I was to decide to get a heat pump, because of my age, I'm an old guy. Yeah. Anyway, I just decided, you know, I don't understand whether you need a furnace or not anymore.
Yeah, we still need another backup heat source with your heat pump. So sometimes that's an electric furnace that we're matching up with that. Sometimes it's a propane furnace or a gas furnace, but there are different variations. So we look at all that when we're in your home doing a consultation.
Okay, I really appreciate the answer. Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So when he talks about expensive heat pumps and that, we'll talk a little bit about that after. But we're gonna go into a break here. But there's what they call cold climate heat pumps and regular heat pumps.
That's correct. Yes.
So when we come back, we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Another, it could.
You've actually picked some good music this week.
Yeah, it could be another dancing song. It's got a beat and you can dance to it.
It's true.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But the winning was?
Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Yes, she picked it correctly.
Said,
yes.
Halftime show.
Artist, yes.
Perfect. See? You're the only ones who's not on the same wavelength.
Thank you. I never am, though, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
I'm always someplace else.
So we were talking heat pumps before.
Right.
You know, it doesn't replace a furnace. It's an addition to a furnace.
Right. I had a customer I went to see yesterday because they were reacting to the email sent out by Enbridge about the Clean Home Initiative, which is still out there for Londoners. And it really doesn't explain what a heat pump is. And people think that your heat pump replaces your furnace. They don't understand that it replaces your air conditioner. So she had just purchased an air conditioner just a couple of years ago. So, you know, taking that out and replacing it with a heat pump doesn't really make economical sense. So, you know, maybe when that air conditioner dies in 10 years, then it might be time to put a heat pump in. But keep in mind, because there is a lot of confusion over what a heat pump is. So it works along with your furnace, but it replaces your air conditioner. You were going to say something else before I interrupted you.
Yeah, you do that all the time, so I just get used to it.
Okay, sorry.
But no, there is a $4,500 Clean Home Initiative rebate from Enbridge, the gas company, for the installing of a heat pump in London Hydro.
Yes.
Territory.
Right.
So you got to have a London Hydro bill if you got an...
And you have to be an Enbridge customer. Enbridge customer and London Hydro customer.
So if you have a Hydro one, sorry, it doesn't apply.
Does not.
But, and what we always say, and everybody says, oh, they're just selling, react.
Yes.
Do this quickly before it runs out. When we called, there was only 150 available in six cities.
Right. So they will go quickly.
They will go quickly.
Yes.
So if you want, you know, the $6,500 rebate went away.
It's gone.
$4,500 in London only. Sorry, St. Thomas. Sorry, Dorchester. Sorry.
Kamoka. Kilworth,
you know, all of those were sorry, but it's available in London only. So if you still want it, react. And you don't need audits done,
which is a
nice plus.
But you do need a number. So when you say yes, first thing we do is go online and register you, because once you're registered, you're good. And if we go online and there's no more registration numbers, then, you know, clearly you don't have to. You can just say, well, I don't want to do this.
And you have to get a thermostat that, you know,
works with the system, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And it has to stay in for a year before you can switch it to something else,
yes,
if you wish.
That's correct.
So,
yep.
Now, what's the difference between a heat pump and a cold climate heat pump?
Well, so cold climate heat pumps were designed to go down to operate at lower temperatures. So they'll go, most of them are going to minus 22, minus 25. Some cold climates go down to minus 30. So that is a true cold climate heat pump. Regular standard heat pumps probably can get to minus 15 tops before they shut down. That's why they're not called cold climate. Cold climate is below minus 15. So minus 15 and below.
And that's all we're putting in.
That's correct.
It's cold climate because we live in a
cold climate.
Except for February.
Right.
Except for February, it's plus 14 degrees.
Yeah. Now, some people that are putting ductless in, we put standard heat pumps in. But they're the ductless variety, so they're the ones that go on your wall. And really, they're great air conditioners, and they can bridge a season. So if you've got, most of those are going to people with hot water heated homes, and what they do is they bridge between turning your boiler on. And so in the fall or the spring, they'll provide some heat before you have to make that change to your boiler system.
And we had a gentleman who had a regular heat pump and then has upgraded his ductless to a cold climate.
Yeah, they have electrically heated homes, so they put ductless in, and then they had one in the lower level, and it at minus 10 or minus 12, it was shutting down, so then they wanted it to go further. So we were upgrading that to a cold climate unit.
So we appreciate
the repeat
customer.
Yes.
You know, when you get a haircut, you get that once a month. But with us, it's 20. Yeah, I go in and see Linda once a month.
Once a month.
Number one. Trim her down. And what time do I go to get my haircut?
Like 7 a.m.? Some ridiculous time you go to get your haircut. I don't know who opens their door at 7 a.m. for
this
you.
This month, she wants me there at 6:45.
What?
Yeah, she's got another customer coming in at 7, so. I only take 15 minutes, you know.
I'm thinking you probably take 5, yeah. But anyway.
Well, we do a lot of talking.
Okay. You know. And then she closes by noon.
Well, she only works 3 days a week.
Okay. So. All right.
But hey, if you can do that.
6:45.
6:45.
And you're up at 5, so yep. I mean, that's perfect for
not
you.
Not a problem. Yes. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm usually there early.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Shaking the door, it's still locked. So. Now, we were talking earlier about fireplaces, and
yes.
Vanessa's tip of the day
right. Was
about fireplaces.
Yes.
This question says, my fireplace glass has a black film on it. What can you do to fix this?
Well, I mean, if it's got a black film, usually it's a white residue on it, but if it's got a black film, it sounds like if it's a wood fireplace, I mean, it's scorched, probably not going to do much. If it's a gas fireplace, it could be carbon, and that would just lead to other things. So, I mean, we would need to come in and do a maintenance on it. We use a porcelain cleaner, so porcelain, like cooktop cleaner we use on fireplace glass. You shouldn't use Windex or any other cleaners on fireplace glass because it's coated. So we would come, we would just check the fireplace first, make sure it's operating properly, do maintenance on it, and then we would work on that glass to try and clean off that black. It may not come off. It's hard to say.
Now, the studio we just found out is magic.
Magic?
Yeah. Because we went from a very sore throat, couldn't speak on the radio, to all of a sudden,
yes,
we had voice, and can speak on the radio.
Yeah.
So we want to thank our third co-host. And winner of the trivia.
Yes, winner of the trivia. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And we're so thankful that we cured that sore throat. Yeah. So what's your plans this week, Mr. Gilbert?
This week.
What are you practicing 3 times a week, getting ready for that? We should mention the February
27th. St. Thomas Curling Club.
6:30.
That's right.
At PM.
Yeah.
Inch. Versus Gilbert. I'm going to ask Mr. Walker to step down. Play vice.
He will not. He will not do that. He will not do that.
Because.
That's not our team. That's not our team lineup. Sorry.
I want to be standing beside you in the house, trash talking you for the whole.
Listen, I'll trash talk to you every time I'm up and down that ice. So don't you worry about that. Yes.
So if anybody wants to come out and watch it, we're going to have bleacher set up. Yep. We're going to tear all the bleachers down from the Ontario Mixed, except for one behind Ice 5.
I see.
And it will be there, so we'll have lots of seating.
Okay. And you sure we're playing on Ice 5 that day?
Yeah.
Oh, you've already checked
that out. Okay. I've already started working on, you know, dishing Ice 5 to help me out a
help
little
you.
Bit.
Help you. Okay.
All and right. then, and donations to the building fund, okay. right. you know, will be a mission.
Are we taking bets?
No bets. Okay. No bets. All right. We don't want to get into trouble.
I'll be working. I'm going to go to the gym today, work out, you know, get myself in prime physical condition for this game just to make sure that I've got lots of leg. Yeah.
Yeah, do upper body.
No, I'm not worried about upper body. I just want to make sure I got enough kick out of my leg drive. That's all. Yeah.
You will need a lot of kick that day.
Will I? All right.
Now, you did win your game quite handily.
Yeah.
You know, we lost quite handily. You know, so you're 1-0 and we're 0-1.
Yeah.
So when we get to each other, it could be an important game for Team Inch.
Could be.
You know, we may need to win it to stay there.
Yeah, you may, or the elevator is going down no matter what. Now, I saw Ed in the locker room last week, and he was just kind of chuckling. I said, is he starting to rev you guys up about our big game? He said, oh, I'm not worried. He said, he's going to make sure, like, you're in Owen Sound or something that day, so you won't be around to play. And I said, oh, is he? That's interesting. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, we'll book you a far away sales call at 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But, okay.
But Ed's my carver. You know, he can carve the rock.
He can carve, yes.
So yeah. We appreciate that.
It'll be a big game. Lots of talk. Lots of chatter. Yep. Yeah, lots of chatter.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, you can go to peterinch.ca, hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.